we won't get out of what was the blood. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know it was the blood. Amen. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Praise God tonight for the precious blood. Amen.
It was the blood.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Aren't you glad it was the blood?
Glory.
It had to be the blood.
Amen.
No redemption without blood. Jesus. Praise God. And you know, today they've got a bloodless gospel.
Right.
No blood.
Amen.
No life.
Right.
No blood. No life.
Yes.
I'm glad tonight that Christ's raised up, seated at the right hand of the Father, and coming again. Praise his name tonight. Malachi chapter 3, and I want to read from verse 16 and then down to chapter 4. Praise the Lord. That's a well-known portion of scripture, and probably some of you are familiar with it. But I want to read it tonight for the glory of God. And I know that God will allow his blessing to his word in Malachi chapter 3. And verse 16 it says, "Then they that feared the Lord, they spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened, and he heard it. And the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and had thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall he return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, and between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not." Chapter 4. "Behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all the wicked shall be stubble. And that day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts. It shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be as ice under the soles of your feet. And in that day I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb, and all Israel, and the statutes and the judgments. Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the coming and great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." And we know that God will add his blessing to his word this evening. Our Father God, we just bow in thy presence this evening. We thank you for the truth of thy word. We know that you're in your word.
Amen.
And we know, God, that you said that in the beginning was the Word.
Amen.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Father, we pray, God, that the manifestation of that Word will come in our midst this evening.
Hallelujah.
And that the name of the Lord Jesus will be uplifted this evening and glorified.
Amen.
And that quickening power that raised you from the dead will quicken every one of us this evening hour. And fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost with thy glory, Father. For we ask it this evening in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we'll be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and praise for it belongs unto thee. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Amen. You know, I suppose now if you start to think back and you think back now, I can think back and I was just thinking the day, and even as John was speaking this morning, I was thinking about when I was a young lad. And I was thinking that I remember my mother plowing with horses, and I can remember walking behind her in the field as she plowed with the horses and walking up and down in the field. And you would have plowed a bit of ground every day till you'd eventually got the field plowed. I can remember that very well, just like as way as I can remember having the dinner of the day. I can remember that back very well. And I can remember my father coming home and this not feel with a Fortune tractor. And that tractor didn't have a starter on her. That tractor had a hound in the front of her, and you swung the hound for to start the tractor to turn on the engine. And I can remember that perfectly well. And I can remember those things. And I was just thinking that from that time to now, to where they have got cars that are half petrol and half electric, and some of them maybe as full electric, but they already have those sort of things, maybe if they had the conditions for them. Well, progress has progressed in a great way, but the prophet Daniel said there'd come a day when knowledge would be increased and men would go to and fro throughout the earth and they would have great learning, and we have come to that day. And you know, how is it today they have come? We have come so far that some people have forgot where they come from.
That's right.
And you know, some people have come so far that they have even forgot God.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the Bible said that they didn't want to retain God in their knowledge. They didn't want to retain God in their knowledge, and today we see that they don't want to retain God in their knowledge. And Paul writes and said that the men forsook they not your use of the women, and they burned one in their lust towards the other, working that which is unseemly. And it said, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they might believe a lie, so that they might be damned. We see today in our own country, today in our own country, I heard a man preaching not so long ago. Now, don't misunderstand me this evening. I say God bless the man, but he only said what he knew. He said the super sign has appeared. And he referred to the super sign as the restoration of Israel, which would be right. But not only did the super sign appear, but the real super sign was come at both at the same time. 1946, Israel became a nation. Or 48, Israel became a nation. And they lifted up the end sign, the Star of David. 1946, the angel came to Brother Branham. Now you might have never heard this before. And you might have. But the angel came to Brother Branham. And when the angel came to Brother Branham, he told Brother Branham the sort of a ministry he had. And he said, you'll have a gift of healing. And you'll take this healing to the world. And now, you know what God said to Brother Branham? He said to Brother Branham, as Moses had two signs, you'll have two signs.
Amen.
Now you must remember that God gave Moses two signs. And the sign that they said to Moses, throw your rod down. And he threw it down, and it says that it became a snake and he fled from it. And God said, take it up again. And he took it up and it became a staff again. And then he said to Moses, put your hand in your bosom. And he put his hand in his bosom, and when he brought his hand out of his bosom, his hand was white as leprosy snow. And he said, put it in again, and he put it in again. He brought it out, it was whole. Now God said to Brother Branham, you'll have two signs, as Moses had two signs. And he says that it'll come to pass that you'll be able to discern by your hand, you'll be able to tell what diseases the people has. And he said if they don't believe that sign, they'll believe the second sign. Because he says it'll come to pass that you'll be able to know the secrets of their hearts. And we've seen God again in the 20th century do what he done when he was here on earth. Discern the secrets of the people's hearts. But you know, so many people today, they forgot that. Now I heard a man make a statement that he said that Israel, is America, is not recorded in the scripture. But even the Mormons know that America is recorded in the scripture. And they're a cult.
That's right.
They even know it's recorded in the scripture. This man made that statement. But America is recorded in Revelation chapter 13. It's the number of a woman. And America's a woman's nation. And she had 13 stars and 13 stripes. That's how she begun. I've got a wee, I mightn't have it in this packet, but I can tell you that's right. And their first flag, that was their first flag there. There's it there. And Obama, he banned that flag. Because he said that was the flag of a South. But that was the flag of America to start. 13 stars, 13 stripes. Her number is 13. It's a woman's nation. And he made Brother Branham made an our statement. He said that the Roman Catholic Church was the highest form of spiritualism there is. Do you see today that all our Protestant leaders and all, they want to join up with it.
Right.
Why, not so long ago, I heard a man of God. And he said that a priest got up and spoke in tongues. And give a message in tongues. And a Pentecostal minister stood up and interpreted and said that Jesus' mother was well pleased that they'd come together. What do you think of that? If this is not a day of deception, what day is it? This is the Laodicean church age. We're living in the Laodicean church age. You've only to look at what they had the other day. You've only to go over to look at the government of England. And what have they got in the government of England? They've got the House of Lords in it. There's the bishop sits in it. And what do they do? Here, here. You might think that's not very becoming to say that in a gospel service. But I want to take this a wee bit further. If you're in this service this evening, I want to make one thing plain to you. That except you're born again, you'll never be in the kingdom of heaven. You've got to be born again of the Spirit of God. And don't you leave this service this evening and say that you didn't hear that you need to be born again. But I believe that maybe the vast majority of people in here this evening have had the new birth experience. And I want this evening if I can take you a little bit deeper. Now I know you can't. You could know all the mysteries and that be said. I understand all those things. But I wonder if I can take you a little bit deeper this evening that you'll realize the time that we are living in and the age that we are living in. They joined church and state. How did they do that? They copied Rome. Now you say, oh brother, but I want you to listen. John Wesley and Charles Wesley belonged to the Anglican Church. And John Wesley and Charles Wesley come out of the Anglican Church because the Anglican Church had turned back so much to what Rome was. And one of the greatest men in the Anglican Church was a man called R.C. Ryle. He was a bishop of Liverpool in 1860 or something, or 1840, going back. And if you get a tract today that's wrote by R.C. Ryle, you'll have a good gospel tract.
Amen.
And what did that man say? That man said that the rate they were going back then, when he was alive, that they would be back in the Church of Rome in less than 100 years. But you know, people today, where are they at? And they have called sweet bitter and bitter sweet. And they talk about this and that, and they don't want to come out of the common market because, you know why? They want the common market, stay in the common market, take the mark of the beast. It's the Antichrist system. you see, no truth, no truth taught in schools, no truth taught in church.
Right.
Now they're putting in bouncy castles in churches, swings and slides in churches.
That's right.
And I want to say something else tonight, and people might be grieved at this and they mightn't like it, but I'm going to say it. And you can like it or lump it. Now that's very strong language, isn't it? But I want to say this tonight. I want to say this tonight. Soul winning has become a business. Paid choirs, paid preachers, paid evangelists. Get such an one to come. He's a good singer. He'll draw the crowd. Now I want to ask a question. When Peter, the Lord, spoke to the disciples, what did he do with them? He gave them power. And he sent them out for to heal the sick and to raise the dead and to preach the gospel. And he sent them out two by two. And when he sent them out two by two, and when he sent them out, did he say to the 12, now look, pick out a good singer? Did Peter and John have a good singer when they went up at the hour of prayer to the temple? When the man was laid outside that temple, what did they say to him? They said, we don't have any silver and we don't have any gold, but such as we have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to rise up and walk. And it says he walking and leaping and praising God into the temple with him. Is that the Bible? That's the Bible I'm reading. I said to the man one time, he said, oh, you can't do this and you can't do that. But I said, if you want to know what you can do, you need to read the book of Acts.
Amen.
And I says, the book of Acts is the account of the church. And you read that book and you know what you can do and what you can't do.
That's right.
You know, I was talking to a man not so long ago, and God bless him. A good fellow he is now. Don't want you to think I'm running him down. I'm not running him down. Good Lord. And I was speaking to him, and he wrote a few books. And he wrote a few books, and I said to him, I said, except the Spirit of God does it, you can't do it. I can't create an anxious thought in here tonight, not one time. I can't convince you of sin tonight. I can give you the gospel, but it's the Holy Ghost that convinces you. What did he say when he, the Holy, what did Jesus say? Jesus said, when he has come, she has expedient, if I go away, for if I don't go away, he'll not come. But he said, when he has come, referring to the Holy Ghost, he says, he'll convict the world of sin, and he'll lead you into all truth. It's his work. It's him that draws you. Jesus said, no man can come unto me except my Father draws him. And he also said that no man can know who I am, save he to whom, no man can know who the Father is, save he to whom the Son will reveal him. You see, it's God's work, not man's work.
Amen.
God's work, not man's work. You know, soul winning's become a money business. But it's the Holy Ghost that wins men.
Amen. Right.
Some of these people, they're making proselytes. But soul winning, it's God's work. And you have to do, if God leads you and gives you a word and calls you to that place, then you'll win souls. But you can go out on your own and you can do whatever you want on your own. And you can preach a sermon to them and you can talk to them and you can witness to them, to the saying is, till the cows comes home. But if God the Holy Spirit doesn't come and open their heart, they're going to be in darkness. And there's some people you can witness till, and there's some people you can't witness till. I met men years ago and I witnessed to them. If I met them the day, I would never say nothing to them. I would say good day and cheerio. Oh, but you say, brother. No, not all, brother. You know, God speaks to man once, twice, maybe the third time. He might never speak again.
Right.
You know, whenever God put Noah in the ark, it was God that put Noah in the ark. It was God that closed the door on Noah. Noah didn't close the door of the ark. God shut him in.
Amen.
And those that come after he was shut in couldn't go in.
Right.
And Jesus referred to that in the virgins. Five for wise and five for foolish. And when the foolish come for to get the oil, they couldn't get no oil. And when they come to the ones that had the oil, they said, give us some of us. They said, no, at least there not be enough for us. And it said that when they went to buy oil, the bridegroom come. The door was shut. And they came rapping. And they said to Jesus, open up to us. And he said, I know you not. So you see where we're at today. We're there the day, we're at the day when they have, look how many people was at this Pride March. Look how many was at it. And they've come out, John said, out of the woodwork when he referred to Adam this morning. But you know, I'm going to tell you something I was thinking. Do you know what Adam's mistake was? What Eve's mistake was? She actually come out from behind the word. And if you go back and you look and you'll see where they made themselves aprons. They made their own covering. It didn't work.
That's right. Amen.
They still were naked.
That's right.
That's why Adam hid himself. He was naked.
That's right.
That's why he hid. Because he was naked.
Right.
You see, if you go back, if you know the truth of Genesis, then you'll know the truth of all the Bible.
Amen.
But you see where they're at today, where they call bitter sweet and sweet bitter. And you get up and you say anything about them and you'll be in court. There and there they had somebody who's got a ball of money because he didn't like the food of the queen or something. Didn't like the food of the queen. Well, somebody made a knife food up and they mightn't like it. Well, I wouldn't blame them if they get money for that. That's all right. But the queen, like the queen's the head of the country, no matter what she is. And she's the head of the Church of England, and that's why the Church of England never got up in the rapture. Couldn't go. Need the Holy Ghost to go.
Amen.
Need to be filled with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
That's right, you know, Paul said that.
Amen.
What did Paul say? Where did he say it? He said in Romans 8. He said, if that same Spirit dwell in you,
amen,
that raised Jesus from the dead, he says, he shall also quicken your mortal bodies. Amen. Make them alive. Raise you out of the dust. You might have died and cankered and the worms could have eaten you. But God's going to raise us from the dead. Whenever Paul stood before Agrippa, he preached of the resurrection. He told of the experience he had on the Damascus Road. He testified that this Jesus whom they crucified is alive and well and appeared to me, he says, on the road to Damascus.
Amen.
What did the king say to him? He said, you're mad because of much learning.
That's right.
What did the fellow said? He says, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. He says, some more convenient season. What about people tonight in some more convenient season?
Right.
I know it's right, but I'm not. I'll wait till later. What are you waiting for?
Right.
The world is nothing. Not at all. No, no way. I know what I'm talking about. I spent a lot of time down with the hogs and the pig pen. That's what I did. Hooking about and slapping about and slithering about. Now that's Irish for you. But that's right. But I can tell you there's no life in it.
Amen.
There's only life in one. There's only one life giver. And if you don't have him this evening, you don't have life. For the Bible said, he hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son hath not life. So there's no life outside of Christ this evening.
Amen.
Oh, you say my mommy was a good woman. She went to heaven. I'd like to go there. You'll not go unless you're born again.
Amen.
Because God doesn't have any grandchildren.
That's right.
Only sons and daughters.
Amen.
And you need to be birthed.
Amen.
You have a need to have a new birth. Now, I tell you, what do you think? Nicodemus. Nicodemus was an educated man. He was a schooled man. He knew the law. He knew the commandments of Moses. He knew all them things. But he come to Jesus by night. He was a secret believer. Did you know that? He was, you know. And Jesus said to him, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And Nicodemus, he was looking at it like some people look at some things today on their natural way. But Jesus explained to him, it's not natural birth, it's a supernatural birth. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that is born of the Spirit is spirit. He says, now, you can't explain it. You know why? You can't explain it. It's a revelation.
Amen.
It's a revelation to you. Someday, you know, I said in here before, I had the weep. Now, if you belong to a Presbyterian back down, don't be taking this, don't take it bad now. God bless the Presbyterian people. There's good people in the Presbyterians. They're not all bad oracles, you know. They're all right. There's some fine people. You know, some people think you say something, oh, that boy's dead again. No, I'm not dead again. But I had a wee prayer book that the minister gave me. And I tried to read the prayers off it. I did read them off it. The only one I could sort of had any understanding of was the Lord's Prayer. But there's all wee prayers on too, and I would read them. But when I read them, I know you can't go by feelings. You've got to base your faith on God's word. On God's word alone, you might feel this, you might feel that, you might feel something else. You mightn't feel anything. But God, a man said to me one day, how do you know you're saved? I says, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's how I know I'm saved. God said in his word, I've called upon him.
Amen.
And I would read these wee prayers. But it never done that. But one day in an old orchard, where my father used to run the sows after they had the litters of pigs, we called them springing sows, and they'd run the sows, and had 8 or 9 sows, they had all ploughed up and hooked up. It was in January, and it rained, and it was real gutters. And I got down on my knees in them gutters, and I said, Lord, forgive me for all the sins that ever I've done. And he lifted a weight off me.
Amen.
For I asked it in the name of the Lord Jesus. He lifted a weight on me. You know, this is a wonderful scripture tonight that we've read. It's a powerful scripture. It's a great scripture. It's a mighty scripture. Because it says, then they that feared the Lord, what did they do? They spoke one to another. What did they speak about? They spoke about the Lord. They spoke about what he done for them. They spoke about how he provided for them. They spoke about how he made a way for them. They remembered back to Moses and how that God instructed Moses and how that he led them through the wilderness and how that their clothes didn't wax old or their shoes wasted not for 40 years when they wandered in the desert. They remembered that God was their provider. And as we here tonight look to the Bible and realize that God is our sustainer and our provider. He says then, they that feared the Lord, God heard them.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God heard them. What did he say? He said, they shall be mine when I make up my jewels. Are you glad tonight that you'll be one of his jewels? Now, you'll not be one of his jewels because of what you've done. I know I'll not. But I'll be one of his jewels because there's a day, that day at Calvary. Because there had to be the shedding of the blood of one that had no sin. You know, some of the stuff that they put out today, boy, I tell you, it's the devil. It's the lion, Satan's lion. You know, Brother Branham, when he preached, and he preached about the Laodicean church age, you know what that man, do you know what he said? I'm going to tell you. He said that he thought 77 would end it. He said, I don't prophesy it. But I says, I think it will wind it up that age. But 77 come. But you see the urgency that was on that man. And what happened in the 1960s? You had, yeah, she loves you. And we are greater than God. The Beatles. Antichrist. Paul McCartney, Antichrist. Lennon, Antichrist. Antichrist, anti-God. Brother, you say what? Oh, yes, anti-God, Antichrist. Free love, Antichrist. MR living, Antichrist. Boy, I have to be careful what I'm going to say in this. But we have the best of a bad, we have, the, like maybe we'd say, the best of a bad bunch now in power.
But they don't want to come out of the common market. And isn't it a wonderful thing here that the farmers here are crying? After the 31st of, what is it, October, you'll not be able to breathe anymore. All air will be cut off. What will you do? You'll die. You can't breathe without air. Brother, what? You not can live. You not can do. I want to ask you a question. How did they do before they were in it? How did they do before they're in the coming? But you say that doesn't concern us. That does concern us. I'm showing you the day we're living in and how close it is to the coming of the Lord. And I'm showing that at the night, if you're not in that place that you think you should be, I can't put you in it, but God can put you in it. And if I'm not in that place that I should be in, I'm striving to get to there. And I pray that God will help me to be what he wants me to be. Amen. And that will be my prayer for every dear brother and sister, for every soul in this house tonight, that God would bless you. Now, God didn't condemn the Laodicean church age. He rebuked them. You look carefully at Revelation, you'd see he rebuked them. And he rebuked them and he said to them, I would rather you were cold or hot. Not lukewarm. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew out of my... Where is he now? Is he in the church, the Laodicean church age? No, he's outside it. What do you say, brother? He couldn't be. Oh, he is. Just like John referred this morning, the priest said God was in his church. God's in his word. He was outside it. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, I'll come in and sup with him, and he with me. You know, it's wonderful what John said this morning. Eve come out from behind the word, and Satan beguiled her. He told her a lie. He said, no, you'll not die, but your eyes will be opened. And you know, when God put them in the garden, it says, if you read it, I think it's in chapter 3 of Genesis, if you read at the end of the chapter, it says they were both naked and they weren't ashamed. But after Satan beguiled them and they partook of the tree that they weren't to eat of, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they realized then they were naked, and what did they do? They made their own covering. They sewed the fig leaves or the leaves together to cover them. And then we know when God called them, he hid. And you know, he asked them the question, have you eaten of the tree that I told you not to eat of? And what did he say? The woman did eat and she did give to me. But you know, God had a plan. He had a way. He had an escape for them. And God made them coats of skin. But they had to leave the garden. Because they disobeyed God. They sinned. And because they sinned, the whole human race fell into sin. And when Jesus died on the cross, what did he die for? He not only died for your sin, he died for the sin of the world.
Amen.
What was that? That was the sin in the Garden of Eden.
Amen.
He took it so that you could be free from death.
Amen.
And when Jesus comes again to catch his waiting bride away, we're going to reign and live with him for 1,000 years.
Amen.
We're going to reign on this earth with him. He's going to renovate this earth.
Amen.
Then they that feared the Lord, they spoke about this coming of the Lord. They spoke about these things. They spoke about it together. And the Bible says, and he said, what did he say? He said, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his son that serveth him. Then he said, what did you do? You'll return unto the earth. Jesus is going to come. He's going to take his bride out. You're going to be in heaven at the marriage supper of the Lamb. When the marriage supper of the Lamb is over, you're going to return with him. And you're going to reign on this earth with him 1,000 years. It says every man shall sit down under his own vine. But on down here it said,
He says there's a day coming that's going to burn us off, and all the proud, all the wicked, all the stubble, and all that shall come shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts. And I shall neither leave them root nor branch.
What will they do then? Where will they hide then? There used to be an old program years ago on television. It was called No Hiding Place. There'll be no hiding place. There's no hiding place from God. You can't hide from God.
Amen.
You can't hide.
Glory.
Boy, I tell you this evening, we're living in some time. We're living in an evil time. But we never lived in a better time. Because it's coming over the Lord draweth nigh. Know what James says? James says, let your hearts be established. For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. How does your heart get established? By the word of God. You know, you have day and night. It'll soon be dark. And the morning again, it'll be daylight. Do you know, in your spiritual life, you have the same thing. Now, can I explain it to you like this? There might be days that mightn't go the best for you. And you mightn't feel the best. But I'll tell you what you need to do. I'll tell you the medicine. If you weren't feeling good and went to the doctor and said, doctor, I've had a sore head and I don't feel the best. And the doctor say, can I have a wee look at you? And he'll shine light in your eyes. And maybe we look at you and say, oh, you need such and such and such and such. Go down, take that wee note down to the chemist, get it. And you take it. It's a medicine. And that medicine's to make you better. Well, God has given medicine too.
Right.
Oh, he has, you know.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you the prescription. This prescription's found in Isaiah 41. Even the youth shall faint and be weary.
Right.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Amen.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The Bible says, cast your care upon him, for he careth for you. He's made provision for you. He knows all about you.
Amen.
He knows the week you've had. He knows the trials you've had. He knows the hard time you've had. He maybe knows if someone has done you bad and hasn't done you good. He knows about that. And you know, if someone has done that on you, don't you be hard against them. And don't be bitter against them. And when you pray, you forgive them. Well, the Bible says when he said, when you enter in and you say, Lord, forgive us our debtors as we forgive them that trespass against
Amen.
Us. That's the prayer in the Bible that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. It's a good prayer. And I'll tell you something. You'll not do any harm by praying it. Don't be afraid to pray it. The devil may say, oh, you don't need to pray it. Now, that's a lie. You pray it. It won't do you one bit of harm. Do you good.
Amen.
But that's the prescription. Hallelujah. Then there's another prescription over in James. It says you call for the elders of church if you're sick. And it says if you've committed sins, let them anoint you with oil. And if you've committed sins, God will forgive you the sins. And God will heal you and raise you up. Hallelujah. God has promised it in his word. Now God watches over his word to perform his word. And you say, I tried it, it didn't work. There must be something else wrong. It's not God's fault that it didn't work. For God's word's forever settled in heaven. It can't return unto them void. But it says here, at all their wickedness and all they do, what will they do then with their boyfriends and their girlfriends? What will they do then? They come on television today. If you watching television today, now don't pick it bad at me saying to you. If you don't agree with me, that's all right. I'll not jump down your throat if you don't agree with me. Don't worry. But I know what I believe. And I'll not compromise for what I believe. Not for your man said, I'll not bend the nail for nobody. I believe what I believe. And I'm not going to bend the nail for anybody. Pope, priest, or king. But I want to say this to you. You know today, what are they going to do? What will they do? What will they say? What will they do? What answer will they give? You know, it says that they're going to call for the mountains and the rocks to fall on them.
Right.
And you know, they talk about the European Union, and you've got this by dictating what they'll do, and the European Union dictating what they'll do. And you know, I want to say something today. I've said it in here before. I'm going to say it tonight. They betrayed the memory. And they portrayed the sacrifice of the men that fought in the First World War and the men that fought in the Second World War. That want to give their lives out of Ulster here. So that they could have freedom fought for to preach the Bible and to lift up the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they betrayed it. And they joined up in the common market, and they never give you no vote why you win the common market or not give it. And most of those old boys, it's the prime ministers and all that old stuff that they have, and all, they don't know no better. And you've got another old boy in there now, and there's a spirit on him.
Right.
I'm not going to name his name tonight, but I'm going to tell you the name of the spirit that's on him. The name of the spirit on him is called Amalek. And his second name's Haman. And what did Amalek do? Samuel sent Saul for to destroy the Amalekites. And when Samuel sent Saul for to destroy the Amalekites, he didn't destroy them all. He kept the sheep and he kept the oxen and he kept the king.
Yeah.
And whenever Samuel come down for this, Samuel didn't just come down right away. And Saul got a bit annoyed because Samuel hadn't appeared, so he decided he would take Samuel's place and he would offer the sacrifice, which God never ordained him to do. God gave him a commandment when Samuel came down. He said, "Hast thou done all that the Lord has said?" And he said, "Yea, I have done all that the Lord has said." What did Samuel say to him? Samuel said to him, "What's this I hear, the bleating of the sheep?" But he said, "The people wanted the sheep. The people wanted it. The people don't want you to tell them to dress right. They don't want you to tell them what to do. They don't want that. You elderly women that are spiritual should tell the younger women. You elder men." Paul says there's very few fathers in Christ. Very few fathers in Christ. That's what he said. But you know, because what did Samuel say to Saul? Samuel said, "I'll not sacrifice with you." And Saul caught him by the garment. And Samuel turned away and the peace rent out of Samuel's garment. And he said to him, "As the Lord, if you rent my garment," he says, "God hath rent the kingdom from you and shall give it unto another." And if he had done what he was supposed to do, the Bible says his kingdom would have been established forever.
Right.
But he disobeyed God. But you know, this evening, I'll tell you something this evening. I'm glad we're living in the day of grace. If I'd been living in the day of law, I'd been dead. I'm speaking for myself. I know what I'm talking about. But this is a day of grace. If you've made a mistake or made something, you don't have to come to confess it to me. I don't want to hear about it. There's one that wants to hear it. You confess it to him, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It was his blood, not the blood of some priest or pope that was shed for you. It was the blood, not the blood of some preacher, some evangelist. No, it was the blood, the spotless, sinless blood of a lamb without blemish, that John said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world."
Amen.
It was his blood that was shed for you. Him that you confess to. Bible says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved."
Amen.
Praise God. I'm going on far too long here, haven't I? It's 7:05 on this watch. Now listen, Oh boy, there's a lot of stuff here. A lot of things could be said. But let me just go down here. He said then that fear they shall. He says, "But only in fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up with calves of the stall." Now quickly, did you ever see calves let out of a stall? I've been kept all winter. Well, if you're not from a farming background, you mightn't see it. But boy, when you let calves out onto the grass, by their heads look them. They'll go around the field, their tails over their back. They'll be in some farm. And sometimes you have to give them a day in the yard just to get them, and they still go. You know, get them to calm down a wee bit. He'd grow up as calves of the stall. He'll be rejoicing. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Remember, John saw them in Revelation. He saw them praising God that had got the victory over the beast and over the Antichrist and over them. He got the victory at Calvary. What did he say to John? He says, I am he that was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore and have the keys of hell and death. He has them this evening.
Amen.
He's the boss this evening. I'm telling you, he's the Savior. He's the soon coming King. He's the healer. Let me read on down. I'm not going to take time just to make an explanation on these here. It says, ye shall tread the wicked down, they shall be as ice under the soles of your feet. You'll walk out on the ashes of them. God will burn them up and neither leave them root or branch. He's going to revamp the earth. The earth is going to be renewed. You know, God made a covenant. Some people said he made it with Noah. He didn't make it with Noah. Now that might surprise you. He made it with the earth. That the earth never would be flooded again. But God made a covenant with Abraham. And when God made the covenant with Abraham, he couldn't swear by any greater, so he swore by himself. So God's covenant stands. And God's going to renovate the earth. He's going to burn the earth with fire. You'll walk out on it. Walk out on the ashes thereof. You know what he says? Let me read on. He says, remember ye the law of Moses my servant, but I commanded on the Horeb in Israel, and the statutes in Jordan. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. He shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Now some people take this and they say, well, that was John the Baptist. Yes, it was John the Baptist. It did come in the spirit of Elijah. But this Elijah is not John the Baptist. For John the Baptist didn't restore nothing. John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus. And he pointed all the people to Jesus. But the Elijah that comes in the age is the messenger to the Laodicean church. And he returns, what is it? We read it here. He says, the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children back to the fathers. To take us back to what? To Rome? No. To the early church fathers, to Pentecost,
amen.
To what the truth that the disciples had at the beginning. You know, up till about to 606, there still was nearly all the Jewish. There was maybe a few Gentiles in the body of Christ till after that. And after that, and you get after that there, it starts falling away. And the Jews made every country. And every country that the Jews was in, it prospered till it come and then to the turned against them. And you've that same spirit today. You've the spirit of Amalek. Just like I said about Saul, that spirit was there. And you see, he should have done what he done. He left him. And he said later on, I'll tell you. And I want to say this tonight. Away back in early times, in Russia, a Jewish rabbi stood up and he prophesied. And he prophesied to the people that he was in the synagogue or wherever they were, or the group of people that he was speaking to. He prophesied to them and said, you should leave Russia. For the spirit of Amalek is arising in Russia. And the spirit of Amalek always persecuted the Jews. And that same spirit was on Hitler. And the same spirit of Haman. It's not a new thing for people to think they'll kill all the Jews. Haman thought he'd kill all the Jews. And you know, let me say this quickly just before I close. Maybe a wee bit mixed up here. But let me say this before I close tonight. When they held the Nuremberg trials, and they sentenced them Nazis for the war crimes which they've committed, they were executed on the Feast of Purim. And the Feast of Purim was a feast that was held after Mordecai. Haman wanted Mordecai hanged on the gallows, and he built the gallows to hang him, but he hanged on him himself. And he wanted all the Jews that were in the country round about, and he wanted them destroyed and put to death. But it finished up that the enemies of the Jews was put to death. And they held a feast. And the feast was known as the Feast of Purim. And the day that them boys were executed, it was on the same day as the Feast of Purim. It was even one of the Nazis himself that said, this is the Feast of Purim. So you see, God makes no mistakes. He makes no mistakes. So they give over the rights of their own country here by the scrape of a pen to an enemy that they fought and teamed up with the Antichrist system, and the farmers, they don't know what they're going to do here. We'll have no trade, we'll have no this, we'll have no that. But you know, these people here, like I said earlier on, they thought upon the Lord. And I tell you what, it would do well for you to pray that God will forsake the powers that are working in this land today, and the powers that are working in the government, and the powers that are working in that there. And all, imagine some of the things says, you know, I'll tell you what they have today. They have another Jesus, and they have an our gospel, which is not the Jesus of the Bible,
right,
and which is not the gospel of the Bible. Paul said, if any like that come unto you, let him be accursed.
Right.
They've got it today. They've got it in our country today. Isaiah, go you back now. I could give you lots of screen. Go you over and read Zechariah chapter 13 and chapter 14. Read them chapters. Do you see what it says in them? Go you back in and read Daniel 9. Read in Daniel. And read about the Roman Empire. It runs right to the very end. It runs to the last of the age. Partly iron, partly clay, partly strong, partly weak. Runs right down to the very end. Rome runs to the end. Why, we were over in England one time and we were talking to people, we went to a wee tent and we got our tea. They were very nice people and all, and they said they work closely with the Church of Rome. Well, the Church of Rome doesn't really worship God. They worship a woman. Oh, but you say, brother. Oh, aye, they do. Mary. They call her co-redemptress. There's no co-redemptors with Jesus. The blood of a man couldn't save you. Had to be the blood of Jesus. There's no sin in it. Had to be blood. Nothing to do. Nothing to do with man. It was God and God's doing.
Amen.
He said to the king, what did Isaiah prophesy? He said, behold, a virgin shall be with child. She shall bring forth a son, what will call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah chapter 9. Had to be the Lord.
Right.
Had to be God. He's the origin or the beginning of the creation of God. When God made a body, stepped into it, Jesus come.
Amen.
Born as a baby. Grew up as a man. 33 years. Daniel will tell you about it. It says in the midst of the week, the Messiah shall be cut off, not for himself, but for the people. It tells you, it's in the Bible. It's there right in the Bible tonight. We're seeing these things tonight. But it's a good thing to talk about God. You know, if you want God to come to do something for you, if you want God to heal you, talk about healing, preach about healing. If you want God to save you, preach about saving. If you want God to deliver you, talk about God's deliverance.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, there's none can deliver after this son.
Amen.
Whenever the king looked in and saw the children walking in the fiery furnace, he realized that only God could save those men out of the fiery furnace. It's only God can deliver man tonight. It's only God can save you tonight. I can't do nothing for you. I can't heal you. I can pray for you. But God's the healer. And God's the savior. And never you forget it. You listen to all this stuff today. I'm telling you today. They tell you know why people are the way they are today. No truth. And they don't hear any truth. And they've no truth preached to them. Some lorry da business. Some of they get up, you think they sing some of their hymns that they're singing. You think they're singing to their boyfriend or their girlfriend. All pure nonsense. Why, there's nothing like the songs of Zion. Sing the old songs. Hallelujah. Precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Nothing but his blood tonight. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. I've kept you long enough. I didn't get finished, but praise God tonight. I hope you've got something out of it. I hope God has blessed you tonight. I'm going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank thee for the truth of thy word tonight. You said they that feared you, they spake often one to another. And you said there was a book written before you. And you said they shall be mine in the day I make up my jewels. I will spare them as a man that spareth his son that serveth him. God, that's your word tonight. Oh, Lord, God, thou knowest every every heart in this service tonight, thou knowest the needs in this service. Thou knowest all things. Thou knowest the things that are in the hearts of thy dear people tonight that are about in this house. Now, Father God, I ask thee humbly tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus, will you meet those needs? The reason, Father, I ask thee, you said, call unto me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. O God, you said in Psalm 78, I'll tell my children. I'll tell them of the things you've done in a day gone by. I'll speak of all the great things, Lord, you've done. I'll testify, Lord, in the congregation of the things that thou hast done. How that thou didst divide the sea, and how that thou made their clothes not to wax old and their shoes not to fail off their feet. And how that thou didst provide manna. Lord, the psalmist said it was the corn of heaven, and the writer said it was angels' food, Lord. O God, thou that makest a way where there is no way. Hear our prayer tonight, Lord, and answer us. Oh, we come in the precious name. That beautiful, precious name. How sweet the name of Jesus sound. That precious name. Father, we come tonight in the name of our blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. God, heal every person tonight that needs healing.
Yes, Jesus.
Meet every need in this service tonight, Lord, whatever those needs would be. Oh, Father God, thou knowest the need of that young woman. Thou knowest the need of that woman. Father, meet them tonight.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Father, bless every person that's found in this house tonight. Oh, Father, bless them in the name of Jesus. Lord, that young man tonight, that young woman, young man tonight, bless him too, Father. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every brother, every sister in this house tonight. For the glory of God we ask. Oh, Lord, confirm thy word. Lord, you said, they preached everywhere, the Lord confirming the word. And oh, God, to the best of my ability tonight, Lord, as far as I know, I have told the truth. And oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you to quicken this word tonight. Not because I said it or done it, but because you wrote it. And the Lord, Lord, we wanted to testify tonight of thy goodness. We wanted to read this scripture tonight, Father, of what thou hast done. And Lord, hearken and hear tonight. Hear from heaven. Oh Father, even as Solomon he prayed. And he said, Lord, if they sin, oh God, if they turn to this place and pray to thee, hear from heaven and forgive their sins. And Lord, we're not looking away tonight to a building somewhere, but we're looking to the one that's in heaven tonight, seated on the right hand of the Father. And Lord, we're taking comfort in this written word tonight that hath directed us to pray this prayer. Father God, I ask this now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I ask for thy blessing upon the people. And Lord, let them have the testimony in the days ahead that you bless them, Father, in Jesus' name I pray. And we'll be careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God tonight. The Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. The Lord lift up his countenance on thee. Cause thee to walk in truth. May the Lord open your heart that you'll know the truth. You live in an evil time and an evil day. But I tell you, God's in control tonight. God's a God of mercy. New every morning are his mercies. You know when David had got away from the Lord and he was sick and he was upon his bed and it seemed like God wasn't healing. Do you know what he said? He said, I'll meditate on the things of a day gone.
Amen.
I'll talk of all his goodness. Tell of all the things that they have done. You know the Lord heard David. The Lord forgave David. The Lord healed David. And you know when they reign, one says, now it's not a wee bit out of context, but you know, he's going to be king on earth again. He's going to reign under the Lord. Do you know that? He'll be king. Endless kingdom. Praise God tonight. Are you glad you're saved tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. This way are we. Just a wee moment now, just before we do anything. Just before we go. Let's take a wee second. Praise the Lord. Is there something troubling you tonight? Is there something annoying you tonight? Take it to the Lord. Ask the Lord about it. Ask God about it tonight. Commit it to the Lord. You know, he said, if you commit your way, let me direct your path. That's his promise. Don't let it trouble you anymore. Don't let it annoy you anymore. Hallelujah. Praise God. Maybe you've had a wee bit of a struggle this last while. But God doesn't want you to struggle. He wants you to rest. Just rest in his word. Say, Lord, hear my likely this morning. Say this like our brother said this morning. That's what he said. Here am I. Moses said, here am I. You do that too. Here am I, Lord. Thou knowest all things. Undertake for me. Put your hand in his hand tonight. Don't worry what's said or done. Don't look at the circumstances tonight. Look to him tonight. He's the one tonight. May God bless you. May God undertake for you in the days that lie ahead. Brother Gary, amen. Are you going to want to make announcements on Tom before Gary comes? All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, amen. Right.
Praise the Lord. Isn't the Lord good? Amen. Praise God. Let's stand our feet. Just a quick reminder of the services. Lord bless each one. Praise God. Wednesday night, back as normal, prayer and Bible study at Tully Leash. And then next Sunday morning, we're going to be talking about water baptism. And if you know anyone that needs baptized, invite them along. We're going to preach about it. We're going to talk about it. And people have to be right before you baptize them. You just don't baptize anybody. A person has to be genuinely saved. Then they get baptized. And we're going to have a baptismal soon, perhaps on the Sunday morning of the 18th after the service. We're going to have a baptismal service on the 18th, that's what we're planning. And then don't forget next Sunday night, our brother Ian's going to share the word and share his testimony next Sunday night. Then over the next few Sunday nights, I'm going to get different brothers, our brother Gary tonight, our brother Edith tonight, our brother Ewell tonight. And there's some of the rest of you too, I'll not miss you. Everybody and I think, and I tell you, as I was sitting here tonight, the Spirit of God, I believe, was talking to me. And I'm serious about this. And what our brother John preached this morning, there's the voice, there's the presence, and there's the power. And I believe God was saying, there's men in this room. And if you wait on God, he's going to speak to you. He's going to give you his presence. And he's going to give you his power and he's going to use you. And this is not for me, this is for others in this room. And God's told me there's more than one, there's many, he said. Many. Many young men. This is what I believe God's told me. There's many young men. And they're in this room. He said, well, there's not that many in this room. Well, this is what God said. Maybe some of them should have been here tonight and they're not here. God used them as well. And I believe God spoke to us this morning and he spoke to us tonight again. And he wants us to seek him. You know, my wee fella brought me in a stone today. And on the stone, the wee stone is a picture on it that was sent to me with a man. And it's about the secret place of prayer. And when you have the secret place of prayer, you'll hear the voice and you'll have the presence and you'll have the power. That is the secret. It's the secret place of prayer. And I want to encourage you, everyone, you young fellas. And I know I'm still only a young fella myself. John's really a young fella as well. You have to say that. Don't class yourself as old. Moses never started till he was 80. Did you know that? 80 years of age. Joseph Smith, a Pentecostal Joseph Smith. Now, not the other Joseph Smith. He had a saying, I always say it, I love it. Says Moses was 40 years learning to be an Egyptian. He says he was the next 40 years on the backside of the desert learning to be a shepherd. But he said he was the next 40 years learning that God was everybody. And God's in control tonight. God bless you. So don't forget next Sunday night, Brother Ian, listen as well. I want to say this as well. I should have said this morning. I know I'm ticking time up, but it's all right. Yous brothers are married. If the wife wants to give a wee word of testimony as well, that would be great. But I don't want to buttonhole, as the man says, any of these sisters. But if any of the sisters want to give a word of testimony as well with the husband before he preaches or shares his testimony and preaches, and that, there's no, you can preach whatever you feel led. On the Sunday nights, we're going to have it. It's an opportunity to bring somebody along here. And we believe here in this fellowship, Savior, healer, a baptizer in the Holy Ghost and the coming King. He's a Savior and a healer as well. The full gospel. That's what we believe. Praise God. You believe it tonight?
Amen.
Pray for the services. Pray for Brother Ian the next week and whoever's the week after. Pray also, Brother Andrews and a couple of brothers are going to find out about where we can have the baptismal service. We're going to have it soon. Pray for the young ones that want to get baptized as well. When you're home and praying in private, pray the Lord will touch them. Pray the Lord will use any other young ones that's in here that has asked the Lord to save them. Your next step's water baptism. You need to get baptized. It's scripture.
Amen.
Follow on. Go the full way with God.
Right.
God's looking men and women to sell out. Sell out all for God. Praise God. God bless everyone. There's a Brother Gary coming. Don't forget our Wednesday night, 7:30, Tully Leash. And we're going to get into a good Bible study. I'm feeling I'm going to start on a good Bible study carried through each week. You pray for me about that. If you have a topic that you want to hear preached, give me a note on it. And I'll go and seek the Lord and see what will happen. God bless everyone.
Accomplished at that place called Calvary. We just say tonight, Lord,